Garth Risk Hallberg's first novel, City on Fire, was a New York Times and international bestseller and has been translated into 17 languages. It has been called the best book of the year, and Stephen King has called it the great American novel. Garth Risk Hallberg will be at the New York State Writers Institute tonight at 4:15 at Assembly Hall in the Campus Center, and then a reading at Page Hall at 8 o'clock on the downtown campus. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Garth Risk Hallberg to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of how the novel originally came to be, of saying, I want to tackle this, and let's face it, a very large subject.
Well, to be honest, it was less me wanting to tackle it than me running frantically from it as it tried to tackle me. the idea for the book sort of came out of the period after September 11th of 2001, which, as we all remember, was an incredibly tumultuous and vulnerable time, and one which in many ways gave us the world we're now living in. And I guess I was looking for a way to express that. And all of a sudden, one day in 2003, it hit me that the way to do that would be to look at another tumultuous and vulnerable time in the life of the city, which was, you know, the years after the fiscal crisis of 1975 and before the blackout of 1977.
And that blackout, July 13th, 1977, you look at this as a moment that changes a lot of lives in the city.
It is very much in the novel, and it's, you know, a funny thing about that night is when you talk to people who were actually there, everyone you talk to becomes a novelist. You know, everyone suddenly has the most vivid and extraordinary memories of that night. Because it was really a time when the rules of ordinary life were suspended. And when those rules are suspended, life-changing things can happen.
You have many characters that are very different from writers and musicians and teachers, and they are all connected by this mystery. Without giving that away, talk about how that is the core of the novel and how this cast of characters plays around it.
Well, I've always loved, the big sort of multi-character episodic 19th century Charles Dickens novel. And I really also love, you know, these serial television series that have come to kind of fill that role. And it seemed to me that in writing about the city, it would be almost, or at least what I love about the city, it would be almost, blind to not try to reach into, you know, every possible corner of the city and every possible kind of life. And I guess my apprehension as a New Yorker is that somehow, you know, we are all connected. It may not be quite as closely as it is inside the pages of a novel, but someone on the subway platform falls on the tracks, and, you know, someone they may never have encountered is going to reach down to help them.
The idea of, which you mentioned early on, about the novel tackling you in a sense, 944 pages, was it your idea, the original intent, to have such a large, sprawling story?
It was like a Lawrence Taylor-sized linebacker chasing me down the field. It was. I mean, in that kind of initial flash of, I guess you'd call it inspiration, what I thought I saw was a kind of big Dickensian, Bleak House-style novel, only with a punk rock soundtrack, and that would attempt to, you know, show us how connected we are precisely at moments of greatest danger and vulnerability, and how that connection is both a source of vulnerability and a source of strength.
One of the things that I loved about the novel is how you describe New York City and your writing about the city. And I'm curious about that, of how you so beautifully tackle a a subject that is so unruly and not always, in the classic sense, beautiful?
I think one of the things that I love about the English language is its grit. You know, the way that it can pick up, you know, little bits of detritus from here and there and make them kind of poetic and beautiful. Saul Bellow does that, you know, so wonderfully in his novels. William Kennedy does it in his novels of Albany. And it just seemed like the city was an incredible canvas on which to try to do that kind of painting.
There are points where the book, just as you lose your breath in reading it. For you, the challenge of just, you know, again, keeping up with it and the writing process, how long did it take you to work through all of this and to get it right?
It took me about almost 7 years, from sitting down to really write to, you know, getting the finished book off the press. And I wrote it longhand, which somehow helped kind of slow me down. And I worked kind of without an outline. I mean, I saw certain things happening very definitely, and then I wanted to find the most organic path from one to the other. So it was a lot of writing and throwing away and rewriting. And, you know, believe it or not, I cut 400 pages on my own before I showed it to anyone. It just seemed like such a crazy project.
When you're writing in longhand, you use the word organic. I mean, that is about as organic as you can get, right? I mean, it's you, the pen, the paper.
Yeah, it certainly felt so to me. And, you know, maybe it took me one step farther away from having to think about anything to do with publication, because I just thought, you know, in 2007, all these bookstores are closing and the publishing industry was teetering. And here's me, a nobody, with this crazy, extravagant, you know, novel, and I thought, you know, this is just going to be unpublishable, but I have to do it anyway.
I think the other thing that is fascinating is that it does tell us about a time in New York where it was not as glamorous, and it was going through a really rough period, wasn't it?
It was, and, you know, one of the interesting things about that period is you talk to people and they look back and they go, oh, God, it was so horrible, you can't imagine. Mm. And then often in the next breath they say, you know, gee, how I miss it. When the surface of life is kind of broken up and disordered and chaotic, I think certain kinds of possibilities come to the surface that can't exactly when the city is completely orderly and tidy and sanitary. And obviously, you've got to live somewhere in between those poles. I mean, you can't have, you know, you can't be living in the city of total possibility or the city of total order. So we're always kind of dancing in between. But I do think it's important to, you know, remember that, you know, there is possibility mixed in there in the rubble, including the possibility for, you know, some of the art that I loved growing up.
Do you like the idea of writing a novel that is looking at history that is just recent enough that many, if not most, but many of those reading it will remember that time period?
I think that's a great question. I noticed that a lot of the 19th century writers I love tend to set things about 30 years in the past. So, you know, Bleak House, Little Dorrit by Dickens, War and Peace, Middlemarch, all those books are set about 30 years in the past. And I feel like it gives you just enough time to have the perspective, you know, on what really matters that you don't quite have writing about the present moment. Of course, you know, I've also written in short stories and shorter pieces about the present moment too, but there you're kind of winging it a little bit.
So what is next for you, and will it take another 7 years?
What's next for me is, at this point, my little secret, but knock on wood, it will remain a little secret and not turn into a huge, sprawling secret that takes me 7 years.
Garth Risk Hallberg is the author of the novel City on Fire. It is published in paperback by Vintage. He will be conducting a seminar this afternoon at 4:15 at Assembly Hall in the Campus Center on the Uptown campus of UAlbany, and a reading at 8 o'clock tonight, Tuesday night, at Page Hall on Western Avenue on the downtown campus. You can find out more information by going to the Writers Institute online or through the link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, that is connected with this interview. Garth Risk Hallberg, great to have you in town. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for being with us this morning.
All right, thanks a lot.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Okay. Again, the name of the book is City on Fire. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.